The French have made an unprecedented show of support for the United States after the terrorist attacks. France has made promises of military participation in the war against terrorism. For some observers, this solidarity contrasts with what's been traditionally viewed as French condescension toward all things American. Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
Adele Annis has answered the phones at the American Aid Society in Paris hundreds of times since September the 11th.
Hello, American Aid.
At first, it was offers of accommodation from French people for stranded U.S. tourists. Now, it's callers wanting to send money to America to help rescue workers' families and the reconstruction effort. Annis says the outpouring may have been a surprise, but gratitude is making people call.
A lot of people need say no more than that they are in the Normandy area and they have long memories. And a lot of people are remembering 1944. And otherwise, they love America. We love America. God bless America. This happened to you, but it happened to us at the same time.
John Willett also manned the phones for a while. He's a former U.S. diplomat with years of experience in France. He, too, says there's an apparent shift in attitude towards the U.S., that the mutual edginess has gone.
Many Americans think the French are haughty, ungrateful, self-centered, always trying to go their own way. However, in this crisis, what surprised me was the outpouring of offers of help, aid, that came from every level of French society.
Before the terror attacks, Europeans, and the French in particular, criticized the Bush administration for what they saw as its heavy-handed, even clumsy, unilateralism. They complained about its refusal to sign the Kyoto Protocol on greenhouse gases, its rejection of a treaty creating an international criminal court, and its perceived disengagement from the Mideast. Here, on the Rue de Rennes, those issues don't leap to shoppers' minds when asked about the U.S. these days. Some remember it was in this exact spot in 1985 that a terror bomb killed 5 people and injured over 100. If U.S. foreign policy is now driven by the war on terror, they support it. But Samuel Erdeven admits he's concerned about the man leading the war.
Yes, I support the U.S. insofar as what is happening to them now. But as far as Bush goes, I'm not so sure. He's got a cowboy style. What he's been saying is right, but the tone is disproportionate.
Student Kamel Andu supports the military action, but worries that innocent people may be killed.
It's a good idea to fight a long-term war against terrorism, but not to attack Afghanistan, because the Afghan people, who are very poor, will be the first victims.
President Jacques Chirac has addressed such concerns.
Efficace. Il est évident que, je pense, ni l'Angleterre ni la France...
He says military action is inevitable, but must be measured and effective. Chirac has repeatedly said France cannot be absent from the campaign. And France has much to offer: its foreign legion, its contacts and intelligence in the Arab world, and its experience in fighting terrorism at home. And Dominique Moisy, an international relations specialist, says the French commitment will stand over time. And although Chirac has called for a measured response, Moisy says, if need be, France will follow America pretty much anywhere in its war.
Once the countermeasures against terrorism are launched, and if the Americans are asking the French some specific role to play, the French will do it. There was a very interesting poll showing that 73% of the French were in favor of a military intervention on the side of the United States.
The poll put the French second only to the British in support for joining a U.S.-led action. For NPR News, this is Nick Spicer in Paris.